Sunday Satsang, September 13, 2020. Someone says, Madhurya Kadambari describes as low pujam pratishtha as weeds or anarthas. Please explain these weeds in detail. Actually, these are the subtle, the most refined and pernicious and less difficult anarthas to remove from the consciousness, to purify from the samskara. This question doesn't even actually apply to most devotees, because most devotees are completely controlled by lust, anger, and greed. If they think about it, there's so many unlimited desires for lusty activities and so much greed. Greed, anger, lust, envy, and fear. These are the main anarthas that are just covering every single devotee. So we should spend more of our time with purifying calm, crow, low, moho, matsarya, enviousness, lust, anger, greed, enviousness, and fear. These are more appropriate to deal with. We don't have to worry about low puja and pratishtha, because they come after one gets free from lust, after one, at whatever lifetime that is, when one becomes purified by bhakti bhajan and free from the negative anarthas and contaminations of kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, of lust, anger, greed, envy, and illusion. Then he has, that's purifying the lower level of the consciousness. The higher refined level of the consciousness, which is mixed with the ego, that's when you deal with low puja and pratishtha, desires for recognition, a desire to be honored and distinguished, greed for honor, greed for worship and puja. We find even the greatest jnanis and greatest bhakti yogis and siddhi yogis that are very advanced in sense control. They're showing no interest at all in lust, anger, greed, envy, all the lower chakra contaminations and anarthas. But there's still problems with the Vishuddha chakra and the Anahata chakra, the third eye, and subtleties. And the greatest yogis, they conquered lust, and they conquered jnanis and yogis and elevated devotees. They conquered lust, anger, greed, envy. They've actually conquered over these. But even they become defeated by desires for recognition, honor, distinction. So we don't really have to worry about how to deal with these right now. In the next few hundred lifetimes, we'll be busy trying to chant Hare Krishna and practice bhakti bhajan and serve Sri Hari, Guru, and Vaishnavas. And with the blessings of bhakti bhajan and Vaishnavas and Krishna's mercy and Guru Kripa, we'll get free from lust, anger, greed, and envy. And then we'll cross over fear, and then we have a few more lifetimes to get free from low puja and pratishtha. Karmadi, nirdhati chakintu bhakti bhajan. Bhakti bhajan destroys all anarthas and aparads, and everything is destroyed. All sins are destroyed. No sins, no aparads, no sins, no anarthas. Pure heart, pure mind, pure life. pure thoughts, pure dreams, and pure aspirations. This is the desirable goal of Bhakti Bhajan. Jai Radhe Shyam.